Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Jimmy Olsen's urgent note to Clark Kent rests crumpled and unheeded in the home of the organ grinder, the young reporter himself seems destined to become the next victim of Frank Hill and his gang of hate mongers.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, have you heard the neatest trick of the week? It's Kellogg's Pep Dish of the Week, a Pep Strawberry Flip. And is it a neat trick for breakfast? Now, here's how it goes. You top your regular serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, with plump, juicy strawberries. Then take your spoon, and very carefully now, give the whole thing a neat flip so that the berries nestle down among those golden toasted flakes of whole wheat. Add milk and sugar, and then see for yourself how that tender crispness and sunshine flavor can rise and shine. Mm-mm. Kellogg's Pep sure does things for your appetite, no matter how it's served. Makes you want to eat the hearty sort of breakfast everybody needs. And you know, Pep has loads of nourishment to offer on its own. Solid whole wheat nutrition plus. So dig in, gang. Get all the good eating in your breakfast bowl of Kellogg's Pep. Don't leave one single tender crisp flake. Because it's the wrong idea to waste cereal, particularly these days when the cereal grains are being sent to fellows and girls all over the world. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocers. Don't waste it. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and polish off every bit you pour out. Pass the word along to the rest of your family, too. Always make sure to eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now the adventures of Superman. When Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Daily Planet, masqueraded as a young hoodlum and gained admittance to the headquarters of a subversive hate-mongering organization calling itself the Guardians of America, it was part of a plan devised by Clark Kent, a plan to learn the identity of the organization's leader and bring him to justice for his vicious attempts to stir up racial and religious hatred. However, in learning the man's identity, a cold-blooded fanatic named Frank Hill, Jimmy was engineered into a trap and at the moment is in danger of losing his life. Bound and gagged and half-conscious from the beatings he has received, he is being driven to the Metropolis Bridge, where it is planned to drop him into the dark river hundreds of feet below. Meanwhile, Kent, as Superman, has searched the city for Jimmy, and now, once more in his guise of the mild-mannered reporter, is sweating it out with Editor Perry White in the latter's office at the Daily Planet. Standing at the window, peering down into the darkened street, he stiffens as the bell in the Metropolis Insurance Building strikes the hour.
9 o'clock. It's been gone almost 5 hours.
How much longer are you going to wait before calling the police? For all you know, he may be dead by now.
That's a pleasant thought.
Well, it wasn't meant to be pleasant. You're responsible for that boy, Kent.
I know.
You sent him into that rat's nest of killers against my better judgment.
All right.
Remember my telling you?
I remember, Chief. I remember everything. What's that got to do with it? The important thing is that Jimmy's missing and we don't know where he is.
Then why don't you do something about it instead of beating your chest and tearing out your hair?
I've done all I can. I checked every possible place he might have been. Their hideout, the pool room, his mother's house, my apartment, even police headquarters.
When did you do all this?
When I left you an hour or so ago.
Well, you were only gone a matter of 20 minutes. What'd you do, sprout wings?
I suppose you could call it that.
Ah, you're crazy. I've heard enough of this talk. If you won't call the police, I will.
No, wait.
I'm all through waiting.
But it might ruin everything. Jimmy may be all right. Anyway, the police can't do any more than I've already done.
No. Who do you think you are? Superman?
I don't think I know.
What's that?
Nothing. Hang up, Chief. Will you wait? Wait another 15 minutes.
Okay. 15 minutes, but no more.
Better take a look at him, Carl. See if he is all right.
Who cares?
Take a look.
Okay. Going right, Olsen? He doesn't answer. I think he's got something in his mouth.
Too tight, that gag. Too tight.
So what?
Hill wants it to look like he drowned. We're supposed to take the ropes and the gag off him before we toss him over, in case the tide does not carry him out and they pick up his body.
He's still alive. I can hear him breathing. Oh, turn right here and take the causeway. It's shorter.
How long do you figure it will take us to get to the bridge?
15 minutes. No more.
Roaring into the darkness, the black sedan carrying Jimmy Olsen to his death heads for the Metropolis Bridge, 15 minutes away. The same 15 minutes Clark Kent and Perry White have agreed to wait before calling in the police. Meanwhile, far across the city, in what passes for the parlor of a poorly furnished three-room apartment deep in the slums, the one person who has it within her power to save Jimmy's life is seated in a chair mending the pocket of her father's coat. She is Maria, the daughter of the organ grinder, to whom Jimmy dropped a message when he was locked in a room of Frank Hill's penthouse headquarters. A message the old Italian could not read. And now, as the car carrying Jimmy draws closer and closer to the bridge, the message itself on a tiny scrap of paper is crumpled in an ashtray at Maria's elbow, discarded after she had found it in her father's pocket. From the kitchen of the flat, a cheap alarm clock ticks the time away, time that is so precious to Jimmy. Finally, the mending job is finished. Putting the coat aside, Maria happens to glance at the ashtray. Something impels her to reach for the scrap of paper, unfold it, and read the message again, her lips shaping the penciled words softly.
Please take this to Clark Kent at the Daily Planet newspaper. He will give you a dollar. Dear Mr. Kent, they have locked me in a room at 250 Willow Drive. They are going to throw me off the Metropolis Bridge as soon as it gets dark. Please come and bring help. Jimmy.
Puzzled, Maria looks up. Her father is fast asleep on a threadbare couch at the far end of the room. Rising, she crosses to the couch and shakes him gently.
Papa. Wake up, Papa.
What's the matter?
Papa, look.
Yeah, what, carissimo?
This piece of paper, Papa. I found it in your pocket.
Madre di Dios, for this you wake me up.
It's got some writing on it. It says to take to a man on a newspaper.
Oh, yeah? Is that so funny?
Where'd you get it, Papa?
It's a wrap around the 2 bits of fellas a drop from a window.
Where?
Well, I forget a big apartment house.
On Willow Drive, maybe?
Yeah, that's it, to Willow Drive.
A man dropped it from a window?
Yeah, with the 2 bits. What does she say, the paper?
It says he needs help. He's locked in a room and going to throw him off the bridge.
Hey, what's that? Are you sure?
That's what it says. I'm going to go downstairs.
What for?
I'm going to call this man Clark Kent and tell him. I'll be right back.
Being left at the next corner, pretty close to the bridge now. You can see the light.
Yes, I see them.
I sure will be glad to get this job over with.
Well, it will not be long now. Five more minutes, Kent.
I'll take your word for it, Chief. You don't have to announce it minute by minute.
You know, Kent, sometimes I think you're a fool and sometimes I think you're a genius.
All right.
Here you are eating your heart out because Jimmy Olsen's missing. Instead of doing something about it, you
wait. That may be Jim. Hello.
I'd like to talk to Mr. Clark Kent.
This is Clark Kent speaking.
My name is Maria D'Angelo. My father came home with Peter.
Oh? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you talk louder, please?
I said my name is Maria D'Angelo.
Yes?
What is it, Kent?
I don't know yet. Yes, go ahead.
My father is an organ grinder. You know, with a monkey.
Yes?
He came home from work a couple of hours ago with a piece of paper that had a message on it.
A message?
Yes, it has your name on it. It's from someone named Jimmy.
Jimmy? Good Lord.
Kent, what is it?
Wait, Chief, please. What does the message say, miss?
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yes, please.
It says, please take this to Clark Kent at the Daily Planet newspaper. He will give you a dollar. Then it says, dear Mr. Kent, they have me locked in a room at 250...
All right. Slow down now. Almost at the center of the bridge.
Not much traffic is there.
That suits me fine. Move over to the right, close to the railing. Okay, this is far enough. Hold up.
Yeah.
Give the motor.
How does it look?
All right. I'll get out and you open the trunk and play around with the tools while you cut the ropes on his arms and legs. Leave the gag on till we're ready to toss him over.
Okay.
Make it fast, Harry.
Right.
We've got to get rid of him and be out of here in 60 seconds.
60 seconds, one solitary minute. Can anything save Jimmy now? We'll be back in just a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Say, you know what's a real catchy eye-opener when you come down to breakfast first thing in the morning? A bowl of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. These crispy golden toasted flakes of whole wheat sure do give the go-ahead signal to your appetite every time. They're crisp, they're tender, they're full up with snappy sunshine flavor. They're delicate flakes of Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Good for you, too. Sure, your mom knows that. Because Pep brings you that famous whole wheat nutrition and more. Just show me a fellow or girl who can resist the proper solid sort of breakfast when Kellogg's Pep has the menu. Why, every single spoonful is a rare treat in itself. Every crunchy flake is so terrific that, well, you want to polish off every last bit in your bowl. And you know, that's mighty important nowadays, because the cereal grains, like the whole wheat and Kellogg's Pep, have been picked out to send to fellas and girls overseas. So gang, this is not the time to waste cereal. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make sure there's no waste at your house. If you pour your own Pep, pour it carefully and eat up every bit you pour out. And say, pass the word along to your younger brothers and sisters, too. Get Hep to Pep, gang. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Parked at the center of the huge span of Metropolis Bridge, Frank Hill's two henchmen, Carl and Eric, prepare to perform the last horrible act in their drama of murder, dropping Jimmy's half-conscious body into the dark, swirling river hundreds of feet below. Meanwhile, in Perry White's office at the Daily Planet, Clark Kent is still on the phone with Maria DeAngelo, the organ grinder's daughter.
Yes, yes, I've got that. Go on, miss.
Bennett, they are going to throw me off the Metropolis Bridge as soon as it gets dark.
Great Scott!
Kent, what is it?
Do you want me to read the rest?
No, no, that's enough. Thank you.
Now, look here, Kent.
Don't bother me now, Chief. I've got to go.
Oh, no, you don't. You come back here.
Let go of my arm.
You're not leaving this office until you come.
Let go of my arm, I said.
I don't care what you said. Once and for
I'm
all,
you're going to have to do something drastic, something I don't want to do.
You can do anything you want, except...
All right, here goes.
The coast is clear. Get him out of the car. Rip the gag off. Don't bother untying it, rip it.
Yeah. Is this all?
Okay. Now, up and over with him.
In the shadowed darkness, the two men raised the almost inert body of Jimmy Olsen above the railing. While almost at the same moment at the other end of the city, Clark Kent strips off the clothes of the mild-mannered reporter and emerges in the red cape and blue costume of Superman. But can even he reach the bridge in time? Gang, no matter what happens, don't miss tomorrow's thrill-packed episode. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Lots of you kids have dogs. And I'll bet one of the things they enjoy most is a tug of war. Dogs seem to get such a kick out of using their strong teeth and muscles. Now, if you want to help keep your dog strong and husky, feed him Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food. It's just wonderful for dogs and has a good meaty flavor dogs like. There are three different kinds. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask your mother to get Kellogg's Grow Pup today and see if your dog doesn't gobble it right up. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.